The Fed has a 2% target. Inflation has run above it for years. What is a target exactly? On Wednesday, the government releases the inflation measure the Federal Reserve actually targets. It has run above the 2% goal every month since March 2021. That raises a question the coverage never asks. What kind of thing is an inflation target? It is not a law, and it is not a forecast. The simple version. The Federal Reserve says it aims for 2% inflation. That number appears in nearly every story about interest rates, usually as though it were a rule the Fed is required to follow. It is not in any statute. Congress directs the Fed toward stable prices without saying what stable means numerically. The 2% figure is the Fed's own published interpretation of that instruction, written down in a document the committee issues and reaffirms itself. The current version of that document is 1 year old today. The Federal Open Market Committee released a revised statement on August 22, 2025, and reaffirmed it effective January 27, 2026. The numbers. The Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, adopted the objective in its statement on longer-run goals and monetary policy strategy, effective January 24, 2012. The current version was revised in August 2025 and reaffirmed effective January 27, 2026 Federal Reserve. The goal is stated as inflation at the rate of 2%, as measured by the annual change in the price index for personal consumption expenditures, a measure produced by the Bureau of Economic Analysis rather than the Bureau of Labor Statistics Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve Act directs the board and the committee to promote effectively the goals of maximum employment, stable prices, and moderate long-term interest rates. The phrase 2% does not appear in it 12 U.S.C. 225A. That statutory language was added in 1977. The numerical target followed 35 years later 12 U.S.C. 225A, Federal Reserve. Personal consumption expenditures prices rose 3.7% over the 12 months through June 2026, which is the most recent published reading Bureau of Economic Analysis. Measured against the series the target names, inflation has run above 2% in every month since March 2021, a stretch of 64 consecutive months through June 2026. The last reading at or below 2% was February 2021, calculated from Bureau of Economic Analysis data. The core measure, which strips out food and energy, tells the same story over that period, running above 2% across the same 64 months calculated from Bureau of Economic Analysis data. The Bureau of Economic Analysis releases July personal consumption expenditures prices on Wednesday, August 26, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. This article makes no claim about what that release will show Bureau of Economic Analysis. The current statement contains no reference to averaging inflation over time. That language appeared in the 2020 version and did not survive the 2025 revision Federal Reserve. What kind of commitment this is? Congress gave the Federal Reserve its goals in words rather than numbers. The statute names maximum employment, stable prices, and moderate long-term interest rates, and it leaves the Fed to work out what those mean in practice. For 35 years after that language was written, there was no published figure at all. Officials pursued stable prices without saying where the line sat, which meant nobody outside the building could check the work or anticipate the response. The 2012 statement changed that by putting a number on the page. What it created is a self-imposed public commitment rather than a legal ceiling, and exceeding it triggers nothing automatic. The reason to have one at all is expectations. If households and businesses believe prices will rise about 2% a year, they price and bargain accordingly, and that belief helps produce the outcome it describes. That is why the current statement spends less time on the number than on keeping expectations attached to it. It says the committee is prepared to act forcefully to ensure that longer-term inflation expectations remain well anchored. Why it is measured against a number you never see. There is a second detail almost nobody knows. The target is not defined against the consumer price index, which is the inflation number that leads the news each month. It is defined against a measure produced by a different agency. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index comes from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. It weights spending categories differently and handles substitution between goods differently, so the two readings routinely differ. We have covered that comparison separately, and it is not the subject here. The point for reading a target is narrower. Anyone holding a monthly consumer price headline up against the 2% goal is comparing two numbers that were never built to be compared. What changed in the statement last year? Frameworks get revised, and the revisions change what the target means in practice. The version adopted in 2020 said the committee would seek inflation that averages 2% over time, which left room to run deliberately above the goal after periods below it. That language is gone. The statement released on August 22, 2025 contains no reference to averaging, and the committee now commits to reviewing its strategy roughly every 5 years rather than describing a makeup rule. So the target today is a plain 2% longer-run goal rather than an average to be settled over a cycle. Anyone working from the 2020 description is working from a version that no longer exists, which is a common way to be confidently wrong about the Fed. The real cost lens on a gap that compounds. A target being missed stays abstract until it is compounded. Here is what the gap looks like on a stated basket, with every input stated as an assumption rather than a measurement. A stated basket costing $100 today, rising at the target's 2% a year, costs about $110.41 after 5 years. The same basket rising at 3.7% a year, the most recent published 12-month reading, costs about $119.92 after 5 years. That is about $9.51 more on $100, or about 8.6% more, from an annual gap of 1.7 percentage points. These are illustrations of how a small annual gap compounds, not a claim about any household's actual costs, which depend on what that household buys. Whether that record reflects well or poorly on the Federal Reserve is genuinely argued about, including among economists who agree on all of the facts above, and this article takes no position on it. The narrower point is that a target is a stated goal rather than a guarantee, and the distance between goal and outcome compounds regardless of how anyone judges the cause. The 2% target is not in any law. The Fed wrote it down in 2012 so everyone else could form expectations, which is most of what makes it work. What this means? When Wednesday's number lands, the useful frame is that you are watching a self-set benchmark being measured, not a rule being enforced. Nothing happens automatically if the reading comes in high. What changes is the argument inside the committee about what to do next. The transferable habit is asking where a number came from before treating it as authoritative. A great many benchmarks in finance and policy are conventions that someone adopted and published, and knowing which ones are law and which ones are commitments is most of reading them correctly. What this is not a prediction of Wednesday's inflation reading, of Federal Reserve decisions, or of interest rates, and this article deliberately cites no forecast of what the release will show. This is not a judgment about whether the Federal Reserve has performed well or poorly, which is a genuine debate among economists that this article does not settle and takes no side in. This is not a characterization of any official's views, and no official is quoted or paraphrased here. This is. Sources: Federal Open Market Committee, Statement on Longer-Run Goals and Monetary Policy Strategy, adopted effective January 24, 2012. As reaffirmed effective January 27, 2026, https://www.federalreservegov/monetarypolicy/files/FOMC-longer-run-goals-PDF. Federal Reserve, Review of Monetary Policy Strategy, Tools and Communications 2025. https://www.federalreservegov/monetarypolicy/Review of Monetary Policy Strategy Tools and Communications 2025. HTM. Federal Reserve, Historical Statements on Longer-Run Goals and Monetary Policy Strategy. https://www.federalreservegov/monetarypolicy/Historical Statements on Longer-Run Goals and Monetary Policy Strategy. HTM. Federal Reserve Act Section 2A, Monetary Policy Objectives 12 U.S.C. 225A, https://www.federalreserve.gov/about-theft/section-2AHTM. U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, https://www.bgov/data/personal-consumption-expenditures-price-index. U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis News Release Schedule, https://www.bgov/news/schedule.